What?
He's just so cute.
He's literally the cutest.
He's just out there.
He's just wrangling his sprinklers. Yeah. He does, which is, it stormed. It doesn't.
I don't.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk to you about reality TV. This week, it's all Bravo TV.
Feels like we're mini dosing this week.
It's been weeks of too much, and now it's just normal, and it feels like we're low, and we have like 4 pages of content. This week, we have Real Housewives of Atlanta, episode 3. We have Summer House, the second part of the reunion, and last part, thank God. We have Real Housewives of New Jersey, also the last reunion, and then Beverly Hills for this week. So we're going to dive right into Atlanta. We'll just open right up with spending 10 to 15K on a party for a child.
It bothers me. A small child. Your child is never going to remember this party. Ever.
Ever.
Is it worth 10 to 15,000? Where you have people storming out, by the way, which we'll get into later.
We'll get into that, yeah.
But that it, honestly, I'm just, it's annoying. Like, I'm like, it's not even cute to watch. It's just stupid.
It is so much. Before we get too far into the party, let's talk about the scenes leading up to it. So we have the working out with Marlo and Sheree, which was...
What was Marlo's total? 19 seconds.
Yeah, total 19 seconds for Marlo. The producers are so shady this season. So shady.
Well, and Marlo was talking to Sheree, and she's like, you know, I'm an actress too. And I was like, bitch, and what? I have never seen, like, I've seen Drew's movies.
Yeah.
We used to love Step Up.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Yeah, Step Up, I think.
Was it Step Up? No, it was that Stomping movie.
Oh. Was that not Step Up?
No, it wasn't Step Up. Or maybe it was. I don't know. Okay. Whatever. Whatever movie that was, me and Jasmine used to watch it until our eyes were engraved in our heads, basically. And so I've seen that. I have never seen Kenya in a movie, and I've never seen anybody else from Atlanta in a movie.
Or Marlo?
No, because Marlo was saying, like, I'm on Kenya and Drew's level.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, Kenya's not on Drew's level.
Yeah.
Drew might have acted a million years ago, but still, she was in a hot movie.
Yeah, true.
I've never once seen Kenya Moore in a movie. I've never seen Marlo in a movie.
Right.
I've never seen anybody else in a movie besides her.
Yeah, I agree. And also, just switching to Sheree, just being known for literally not paying is like
not so a good look.
It's not a good
literally look. She's known for that.
Yeah. And in addition to that, why is she mad at Candy for Drew talking shit? Like, it's crazy to me.
No, that is literally the question. And it's like, I kind of get where you feel like if you heard something, you feel like your friend should come to you and tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But why doesn't Sheree just go to Drew?
Yeah, and Candy, it seemed like she was trying to give Drew a chance to go to Sheree.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
it's all just messy. It's all ridiculous. Sheree, do you believe? Pay people.
Yeah, pay people. Do you believe Anthony?
Yes,
he's extra as fuck, but I believe him.
I believe him 100% that he is not getting paid. Sheree has not been paying people since whatever season she was on, and it's just, I mean. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. I've said it before. I'll say it again.
And she was mad sketchy to Drew and so fucking rude to them. So I don't really blame Drew.
And so defensive. And did you hear how she was like, why are they talking about me? She never said like it wasn't true. She just immediately jumped on like the like, why are you talking about me, bitch? In straight defensiveness.
It's and like, even Kenya was like, oh, she was like, yeah, I mean, she'll pay if she likes the work or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway, all right, let's switch gears and talk about Sonia's fucking car accident. It was so crazy.
That was really sad.
So scary.
So scary. And that. I thought it was really special for Drew to be like, nope, we're done with what we're doing. Yep. We are going to get you. And her husband was very supportive of it later when he was like, you called me screaming. I didn't know what to do. Like, I was so sad for you. God,
that'd be so scary.
Yeah, just horrifying. And I'm really glad she's okay. Her car's not okay, but that's what insurance is for.
Her car is super not okay, but she's okay, so.
Yeah, and that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. And thank God her babies weren't in the car because she was on her way to go get her kids from daycare, I thought.
Jesus.
Lord. Or I shouldn't say babies, but her baby.
Kids, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Candy and Todd. Mm-hmm. So obviously they're not in their best spot.
But I feel like they never are when Candy is in her group of really, really working, like her busy seasons.
I know, it's crazy because I'm like, I feel like she lacks like the ability to take a step back.
Yeah.
Because it's like she's already talking about all these insane, like big projects she's working on. And then now we're talking about she's acting too. And it's like, bitch, do you have any idea how much you're doing?
Yeah.
And asking of him? It's a lot.
It's a lot. But she's always been somebody who never turned down a penny. Like, yeah, she's always been money hungry, which is great. But like, don't drag your husband for not wanting to be as busy as you and prioritizing his family.
Exactly. And he's like, I just feel like he doesn't complain very much. And he's taken a lot of shit. And he's also been like, but like he was saying, push to the side. Like when he helps on a project, it's always like, Candy did this, Candy did this. Like that would suck. And he doesn't complain about it. And it's like he wants one fucking project to himself and she gives him shit about it.
Yeah.
It's like, can you just let him fucking have this project? Right. Honestly. I'm Team Todd. Sorry.
I know. I also am Team Todd and I feel bad for him. But also, like, it's kind of one of those things where it's like, but she does provide a lot for your family.
Yeah, she does. She does. And I don't think he wants her to stop, but I think it's like he wants a project to himself and he wants to be able to travel also.
Right.
I really don't feel like it's a lot to ask.
Exactly. Like he should be able to have his condo and go take the boys there. She's going to be working all the time. Truly. And whatever. Because he does help out with all the restaurants and stuff. Yeah, it's not like he's not doing anything.
Yeah, everyone acts like he doesn't. He doesn't get his name on it, but he does, like, a lot and supports the family and stuff. So
and he has to deal with all the shit from her team, and her team works for her, not him, and they make that
very
known.
Clear. Yeah, very clear. Okay, you ready to talk about the tea party?
I suppose we have to, right, at some point.
The tea party was fucking nay-nay. So super cute.
Nay-nay. Did you just say nay-nay?
Yeah, like bananas.
I love that.
You never heard me say that? I say it so much. Okay. So the tea party. So the planner did an amazing job. It looks so cute.
Yeah. I know the planner did an amazing job, but she showed up for $15,000. Let me just say that.
True. But for everything this bitch wanted, that's still a steal.
True.
Okay. So Drew shows up wearing what Kenya wore to a previous party for Brooklyn in a different color. I thought that was so weird.
I just don't think that's that weird. Of like all we see fashion.
Maybe, but I was like, I just feel like I could see her looking.
True.
Because she really wants a friendship with Kenya so bad.
Drew is like not. Like, I feel bad for Drew because I'm like, to me, she's just like such a wannabe and it hurts me for her.
I know, me too.
So
I agree.
I can see how that is weird. But like, I think of Beverly Hills where those bitches are wearing the same shit all the time. I'm like,
they are. That's true. They are. No, you're right. You're right. It totally could have been a coincidence. I was just like, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
But it was interesting.
And then every person is at least an hour late. Are you fucking kidding? That is every person. One person doesn't show up on time.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
And then Candy was walking in as they were about to introduce Brooklyn. I was like, bitch. And she goes, why is everybody looking here? I'm like, you are.
I laughed so hard. Yeah. And then she's like, and then this, and then my assistant was taking a nap, and Kenya was legit, like, enough.
Yeah.
I don't even want to hear excuses.
I would not be happy about that either. No. I hate when people are late to my stuff. Like, you have 20 minutes.
Okay, so then we decide it's a good idea at our own child's birthday party to have a shady tea party. Fun or mean?
I could have thrown up. Oh, it was mean. It was stupid, and like, why would you even want that drama? The first game that they played was so cute where it's like, how well do you know Brooklyn?
Yeah.
That, cute. Shady shit about your friends, not cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's just she can't stop with the drama. Like
And then later, you didn't watch what happens live, I don't think, but later on, she's like, I meant it to be like, oh, this person, like, takes a really long time to get ready, and this person, I'm like, that's not what you fucking said, actually. You could have made that very clear to people, that's the drama you're looking for, and it's not, so stop. But anyway, so it just starts right up with the Candy sucking dick in the locker room. I was like, oh, seriously?
Seriously.
That's how you're going to open it up? And at first, I was like, Kenya definitely wrote that. She handed it to her pointedly. But then Kenya basically says in Watch What Happens Live that Marlo wrote it.
Oh.
So I'm like,
I could see Marlo saying some shit like right? that.
She's so dumb.
Yeah. I missed Kenya Handy. I thought Candy picked it out.
Oh, yeah, because she was like, I guess I'll, and I think Kenya just handed her one. Oh. She was like, I guess I'll take this one. But yeah, so that was dumb.
Well, and then I will say it made one of the best scenes in TV history, because that white lady left with her. And oh, Marlo yeah. was like, Kenya, don't invite your white friends.
I know,
here.
I laughed so hard.
I laughed so hard. Oh, I was God, dying. That was so funny. It did make for great TV. I was dying laughing.
It's so true.
But I will say, it's just stuff like that. Like, and all the other questions were just inappropriate bullshit.
Yeah, like, inappropriate bullshit. And then, like, Marlo and Kenya are, what the fuck is wrong with the used Rolls Royce? Excuse me.
Yeah.
Calm down.
Yeah.
Calm
and Kenya down. Did rent cars, by the way.
Yeah.
So let's just act like, let's not act like Kenya had money. She did live in a shitty apartment with cheap ass white appliances.
Yeah.
And she did rent a Tesla and to look good on the show. And right. she has done shit to look better for the show.
Right. 100%. She's been mad broke before yeah. on the show. Okay. So then we have Drew, and she just straight up writes to Marlo. Sorry.
Sheree.
To Sheree. Yeah. So then we, of course, get into this, which was like, I feel like that could have waited, but okay, you took the game seriously, so that's fine. And then, so they're getting into it, and then the fucking comment from random chick, I don't even know who that was, about her husband being gay. So Anthony, well, we knew Anthony was, like, trifling and thirsty.
Yeah, I mean, if Anthony's talking so much shit about Sheree to you, what do you think he's doing about you
exactly.
to other people?
Exactly. Come on.
Yeah.
But it is like Drew to just fall for that.
And honestly, say whatever you need to say to get her away from him.
Yeah, true.
Like, Ralph has so much baggage that anything, honestly, I might believe that he's gay. I don't know.
He's...
Because he's so monstrous to her. I don't know if he's gay and he's married to a straight woman.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because he's a narcissist. I don't know, but he's a fucking monster.
He is a monster. There's definitely something wrong. So do we think she is a ditzy bitch?
Yes. Okay. She couldn't be more ditzy. She lets everything go over her head. It's embarrassing it's so at this crazy. Point.
Okay, do you agree that she should have, that Sheree should have told her about the rumors? Do you think it's hypocritical of Sheree to not tell her?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. Because it's like, I feel like Sheree is complaining about the same thing that Drew's doing.
I just think that because Sheree, like, I thought Sheree had a good point of being like, well, Sheree didn't go tell anyone else. That Drew told multiple people true. And Sheree actually actively tried to prevent it from getting out.
That's
well,
true.
Actually, that's not true because clearly she told that chick who brought it up at the dinner.
That's also true.
So yeah. I'm back to thinking it's hypocritical. I just convinced my own damn self.
That's a good convince.
I talked to myself through
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you're a good salesperson. yeah, so I don't know. I think everybody's messy. I think it's all just a bunch
everyone
of bullshit.
Is so messy.
But I think Drew also needs a storyline. And Drew if she is going to come after Sheree, that's her own damn fault. I don't
Anthony
know.
Anthony is yeah. desperate to give a storyline, and Drew is desperate to take one. And so they're two peas in a pod.
But you want
to
know what? Sheree is, like, kind of fierce. And can whatever, but Sheree has her own shit that you can come at her for. Like,
mm-hmm. She sure does.
Sheree is not, like, I feel like I could pick apart Sheree.
Yeah.
Because no, I'm like, bitch, let's just start with you not paying people.
Just start with you not paying yeah. so many people. But I was like, also when I was watching, I was like, oh, first of all, she's not about to be mad at Candy. Get out with being mad at Candy. And get the fuck out with that.
Don't even be mad at Candy, because Candy knows when she's right and Candy knows when she's wrong. And if she feels like she's not wrong, which she usually isn't when she feels like that, mm-hmm. she's not going to give a shit.
Yeah.
Go ahead, be mad at her, spend your time. Yeah. She doesn't need you.
Yeah.
She's and got she's an not... all-black production play to run.
yeah, and fucking acting career. She's not wrong in this situation, so you can direct all of that towards Drew. And Anthony, actually, is who it needs to be directed at.
Right.
But then I was like, that's why she looked at them like that. As she heard he was gay, she was, like, speaking specifically to Ralph, not Drew, that night at Marlo's party.
Yeah.
But anyway, but then
Drew gets into Sheree's face.
Wait, really quick, just comment after, like, when the tea party's going, and then Kenya's like, after her white friend throws a fit, then she's like, keep your voices down. I was like, bitch, this was your idea.
She goes, there's kids here.
I was like, are you crazy?
She's one of the worst to me.
Okay. Anyway, so then Drew's in Sheree's face.
Yeah.
And Sonya's reaction, she was like, no. And she's like, I talk with my hands. And Candy's like, she has a strong right hook.
Yeah. And then even Kenya was like, your hands will get you a beat down. Like, yeah. You better not talk with them hands because they're going to get you smacked up.
Truly. She was like full on.
And just don't do that. Like, there's a difference between talking with your hands.
That was serving me and Candace. And
straight up, like.
That was serving me Candace.
Yeah. And that's
and
what Candace
we know
got
how
her
that
ass
ended
beat.
For her. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't need another one of those because that was annoying, actually.
Exactly.
But anyway, so then the premiere, what is it called?
Next episode.
The preview to the next episode. I was like, why did I think this was going to be a lame season?
Yeah, why did you?
I don't know.
Because Portia isn't beating everybody up and
slapping
people.
Well, mostly because they didn't do any promotion for it and everyone hated on it, like a lot. And they lost. It's kind of like not the most exciting cast that's ever happened.
Yeah.
So I really didn't have high hopes, but I was like, let's fucking go.
See, I feel like Atlanta will never not serve. It's like New True. Jersey. Like, I feel like New Jersey could completely switch it up, and those bitches are still gonna come out here with True. Some shit to give.
True. You're not wrong. Okay, yeah. So that's it for Atlanta. Okay, let's talk about Summer House, the second part of the reunion.
Which, like, I'm so sick of Summer House
at this point. I was like, goodbye, Summer House.
I cannot, like, seriously, me too. I'm like, we need a whole new refresh, whatever. We need to never talk about Austin Kroll again. I cannot labor this point anymore.
We also cannot be doing Summer House reunions while Winter House is filming, has been filmed. I don't care. You need to sort out your timeline.
Yeah.
You need to fucking sort it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm over it.
100%.
I'm done. Okay,
so let's jump in.
I love a reunion, and this was unbearable to
watch. This was horrible, yeah.
Okay, so Sierra's apology to Danielle is, again, less than satisfactory for me. She's
it is
just like,
so woe is me.
Yeah, it's woe is me.
It makes me want to die.
It's zero emotion. I know she's not, like, a super emotional person. I can relate to that. I get that. But if you – someone – she is, like, pouring her out, being like, you gave her PTSD.
Yeah.
Like,
did you see the slow-mo where it hits her?
It hits her.
And it breaks
and
everywhere.
It could have hit her in the fucking – face.
Yeah. Like,
oh my God.
Like,
did you see? And Kyle tries to chime in. Andy's like,
shut the fuck up. Which I'm glad he did that because that was not a moment about Kyle. And Kyle tries to make light of things sometimes.
Yes.
And it's not to be made light of.
No.
I would be like, she's lucky she didn't have cuts on her neck.
Mm-hmm.
She is lucky she didn't have cuts on her body anywhere. From
she's
the
lucky it didn't hit her like in the lip or in the face or in the fucking eye.
Yes.
Oh my God.
By the way, Jasmine and I have a family friend who got glass shattered in his eye in a different way, but and he lost an eye and he wore an eye patch for years. Monty, remember?
That's not how that happened, but that's,
Well, I know he was chopping something up and it came, a shard came flying.
No, it was a literal, like, tool, like an electric tool.
Yeah, and then the piece that he was cutting came flying.
But it wasn't like glass.
I know, but still.
Okay,
like,
yes.
You just have to be careful with stuff like
you
that.
You do, because losing an eye is not good.
Yeah.
So Lindsay's the worst. She literally can't, she just can't admit to doing anything wrong ever.
Well, and she gets a montage against her because she literally is like, I feel like I did not dismiss you.
Right.
And it's like, well, you did. And then here's all these times, Sierra. Yeah, and it's embarrassing for her. And it's like, you know what? That's hard to watch. And it's so mean, girl. And it's just like,
so mean.
It hurts because when you try and have an honest conversation with somebody, and I genuinely think if Lindsay would have been like, Sierra, I really like Austin, Sierra would have backed off.
Yeah.
I feel like that. I don't know if that's the truth, but like the fact that she wasn't even given that chance and then she was bullied up against was gross to
me. Yeah. So gross.
I didn't like that.
And then that's coming off of Paige literally describing Lindsay as this unapproachable, like, not friendly figure.
in the house that like other like new women coming in can't make friends with, which yeah. I have said for a long time, just note before anyone even called it out officially. I'm like, I can just notice the way she looks down on all the other women.
Yeah, it's you did say she gross. Has an age thing. You yeah. have always said that.
Yeah, she has a thing. She acts like she's better than all the other ladies except for Danielle. And she shits on Danielle pretty hardcore in different
yeah,
ways.
Yeah, Danielle's but... a ride or die. And Lindsay's like, I'll be there for you when I want to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me going against Hub House. And I love Hub House.
Hub House. The thing about... Okay, here's the thing about Hubs. Because she has... Everyone is so... Such a stan for her. And it's like... Honestly, it's because she's good TV.
Yeah.
And I don't really like people who are just good for TV.
It's well, like, and I feel like she'd be like a good friend. Like if she was a friend to you, she'd be a good one.
Yeah, I just feel like she's not that good of a friend to Danielle. Like they have fun, I think.
No, I feel like she is a good friend. She just freezes in like situations where she needs to go to bat. Like I feel like Danielle really goes to bat for Lindsay.
Yeah.
And I feel like Lindsay takes more of like a...
backseat.
But she does that in her own fights, too. I she think does, that's how but she also, fights.
I'm not even talking about just that. I'm talking about, like, how... Okay, so Danielle was dated Carl first a long time ago, before Lindsay was ever even into him. And she was clearly had feelings left over because... What were those fucking twins that were the worst earlier on? It doesn't even matter. But Danielle was, like... You could tell she still had feelings, like, hardcore, even back then. And then, you know, like when Lindsay and Carl gave it a first shot, she was like, you could tell she was heartbroken about it. You could tell. And then here they are again. And it's like, she just, and in between, Danielle and Carl have fooled around. It's like, she just has zero regard for Danielle's feelings.
Yeah.
Like zero. She like literally doesn't care. Like Amanda says, she just, actually Sierra said this, she just bulldozes through. Everyone just excuses it because it's Hub House. Mm-hmm. She has zero regard for other people's feelings. Yeah. Like literally none. Yeah. It's so crazy. I'm like, she's the
Workest twins, by the way.
The what?
Workest.
Oh God, they were the worst.
Oh God. Remember anyway. When she smashed the watermelon?
It's like, tell me you're trying hard without telling me you're trying hard.
Yeah.
Okay. So then
we have unseen footage
of Lindsay just being the fucking worst again, yeah. Bragging about, and then she acts like, obviously during the reunion, she has no idea what anyone's talking about. She's like, oh, if that's what you heard, we didn't hook up. It's like, that's what she heard because you fucking bragged about it yeah. to everyone. You
if I want to sleep with Austin, I will do
we
that.
We were naked. We yeah. would have slept together, but he fell asleep right away. Blah,
and now uncomfortable for Carl. Oh, I would just
oh my God,
dying.
So true.
But yeah, I just feel like it's so painful. And I feel like Lindsay, like Austin, Lindsay, here's the problem. I've said it once, I'll say it again. But Lindsay and Sierra both liked Austin so much.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay wouldn't admit it, which put Sierra in a bad spot and gave Austin control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. And it's embarrassing for both of them because Austin didn't give a shit about either of them. Exactly. Austin was there for a good time.
Yeah.
But he had two girls competing over him, two beautiful girls.
Mm-hmm.
And now everybody looks stupid.
Everyone looks stupid. So Lindsay apologizes to Sierra, I guess, sort of. She literally says, I see where I could have done things different and I already apologized, basically.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. And then she's then, of course, she says, then not fair to say I dismissed you. And then we have the montage for that.
Yep.
And then it goes back to showing her face while Sierra's talking. It's like it's disgusting the way she dismisses people and mm-hmm. looks at people like they're the scum of the earth. It's so gross.
Yeah.
I just cannot fucking stand her.
I will say, and I know I defend Lindsay a lot, but I will say sometimes when you're blindsided, you're just like, okay.
But she's never not like that though. It's yeah. not one time. She's always like when she was like that to Paige, for example, and Paige was like, are you literally coming at me right now? And yeah. she just like looked at her like she was a piece of fucking shit. It's yeah. so gross.
But Paige so then don't fuck around.
Sierra hooks up with Austin again.
No.
Which it's you know, it happens to the best of us, but fuck.
It does, but oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
This truly. You watch this guy make you look like a fucking idiot. I mean,
it's so bad.
Literally, Austin toyed Sierra so bad where it was like, you couldn't look dumber.
Yeah, and you had the one chance to literally tell him to fuck off forever, and you literally slept with him after that. Okay. Yeah. I can't talk about him anymore. Let's talk about Paige and Craig.
Yeah.
Okay, so Andy literally...
This was so funny. Andy literally asks if she's seen him on Craig, like on Craig, on Southern Charm, like with Naomi and stuff and his other. And she kind of like brushes it off. And I'm like, no, I want to know.
No. And she goes, and well, Andy was like, do you subscribe to that or something? Like he was making it up. And mm-hmm. she's like, no, not at all.
Yeah. She was like, I didn't really know.
I do think Craig has grown up though and treats Paige different. On the Southern Charm trailer, he recently has hooked up with Naomi.
Yeah, we talked about that before when I was like, it was weird that she kind of explains it being like, if there's a time to hook up with your ex, it's in Vegas, remember?
I did not know that was about Naomi.
Oh, yeah, that was about Naomi. Yeah. So crazy.
No, I thought that was about Kristen Cavallari.
Oh, I should have maybe, well, no, because she says her ex. That's why I was like so shocked at her.
I thought it was Kristen. I did not think it was Naomi.
I should have said that because I think your reaction would have been different.
Yeah.
Because I was like, that is fucking crazy for you to be okay with that. Yeah.
That is insane.
Insane.
Whatever. Insane. Whatever. Not my relationship.
Not my relationship.
Not my problem.
Is what it is. I mean, if you could see him on the other shows he's been on and want to be in a relationship with him, then you're a very special type of person.
Special.
Okay, so then Andrea's perfect again when he's just literally like, no, I don't have hard feelings. Like, they worked out perfectly. I just wanted to be happy. I'm happy with Lexi. Like, everything worked out. And I'm like, oh.
Well, and then Paige was like, I think we needed that. And both of them handled it so beautifully. Oh, and they both have so much respect for each other.
Maturity.
And I love that. Andy, you want to know what? I think it's good. I feel like Paige takes things slower in, like, her relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good because I think it was healthy that Andrea and Paige didn't hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And they just had just, like, a love for each other. Yeah. And they made out every now and then, but mm-hmm. you can really move past that.
Yeah,
like,
truly.
Everyone
in Summer
kiss.
House is made out with
each other. Exactly. So it's, like, I think that was really, really good. And I appreciate them for handling that so maturely.
Yeah. I did think it was a good point that God, they save Lindsay a lot, the editors, because then another cutout scene is like Lindsay, her flirting with Andrea and like the nipple licking. And it was like, again, you're not a fucking girl's girl. Like, yeah. You're a fucking asshole.
No, I saw that. And Paige was like, what the fuck is that? And
yeah.
And she's like, it was innocent. And she's acting so stupid. I'm like, if I saw somebody and that I love doing that to the person that I was trying to be with, I would kill them.
Yeah.
But it's just Lindsay needs attention on her all the time.
All the time. These are supposed to be like you were in house. You're like a tight-knit group of people.
Yeah.
You literally couldn't care less about these girls. And
right.
It's fucked up. It's
and
so
like,
mean.
Lindsay, that's fine that you're so open about your boobs, but maybe everybody's not. And maybe everybody thinks that's taking it too far.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not want.
It's like, not with a guy that your friend just, can you just, there are a million guys in Montauk. Yeah. Like, honestly, fuck off.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So, okay. So, Craig apologizes to Lindsay.
He doesn't really apologize.
He doesn't.
No, not really. He was like, Lindsay, you was did, and he kind of like deflected it. But I thought.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because that's what it was. Because it was representative of how she apologized and she was mad about it now.
Yeah.
Yes, it was like a shitty, like.
And she literally was like,
excuse filled, yeah,
hand up, like. And I would have been like that too. Craig was being really mean to her that night.
Honestly, he's always like he is like that. And
yeah,
he's such
he's
a baby.
Petty.
Yeah, he's petty and he's a baby.
Petty. Yeah,
but it was like, Lindsay, that's how you are to other people. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a good thing to note about yourself.
Right.
By the way.
But nobody pointed that out to her, so she'll never see it.
Well, I'm going to at her on the socials.
So. Hub House, we love you, but you have some reflection.
Hub House,
to
we
do.
Literally don't love you, but okay.
I do.
All right. The last point is, it kind of goes into the next portion of it, because everyone can hate Amanda if they want, whatever. I don't really care. All I know is that she is spot on about Lindsay all the fucking time.
Lindsay or Amanda spot on about Lindsay and nothing else.
And literally, that's fair. That is a fair statement.
Yeah,
I will agree with that.
I totally agree. I think she knows how to communicate with Lindsay. I think she knows how to stay calm with Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think Lindsay and Kyle are kind of like each other.
Maybe Amanda, her job can be being Lindsay's therapist.
No, her job should be wrangling adult children.
Yeah. Well,
and trying to calm them
down.
She
does that. She should just get paid for it.
Yeah. Right. So she mentioned, so everybody's talking at this point about how Lindsay saves stuff for filming, which mm-hmm. I think is true.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you? You know it's going to give a juicy storyline.
I mean, the girl is made for TV. Of course she does.
Exactly.
What else would she do?
And it's like, I'm sure they all do it a little bit, but I think Lindsay lives for being on TV. Mm-hmm. And she even got nominated for an award. Literally.
I know.
So it's like, good for you. Mm-hmm. You're great, but you're great at covering your tracks. But sometimes they get a little bit exposed. Mm-hmm. And you saving stuff for TV is one of them because people will know when you know stuff before, you know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Timelines add up at some point.
Yeah. So we already kind of, I touched on this with her not even like caring about Danielle's feelings for Carl, which I just think is so fucking shitty. But then.
So then Danielle mentions and she goes, Jesus, does Amanda hate you too?
Because she's calling her out.
Mm-hmm. Because Amanda calls her out and it's like, no, and Danielle.
She does it in such a respectful way. She's so nice to her about it.
Yeah. Always. Amanda's always so nice to Lindsay about it. And it's like, no, Danielle, people can disagree with Lindsay without hating them and teaming up. But yeah, when Lindsay has repetitive, shitty actions, she's going to piss off multiple people.
Exactly.
And people are going to call her out for
it. And that's even Sierra, like when she was coming at her at the Italian dinner night. Mm-hmm. She's like, it's fucked up that everyone just lets you get away with this. And Danielle is such an enabler for Lindsay. It's like painful.
It's really bad.
It's like every time someone comes at her for something, she's like, oh my, this is ridiculous. It's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, right. You're right.
It's so crazy. And then now Carl, too, has joined that train.
Well, yeah. And then they go to a commercial break. And then all the girls are like, he's tainted by Lindsay, which actually made me feel bad because I feel like Carl is just trying to be like a good boyfriend. I think he's overcompensating.
Yeah, but for sure.
I think that was kind of a mean comment. I do. Like, he's tainted by Lindsay. It's like, no, he loves Lindsay and he's trying to defend his girlfriend. Yeah, and although
you convinced me that was mean.
Yeah, he's overdoing it. I get it. But like, anybody would want their significant others to have their back.
Yeah, it's true. You're right. He is overdoing it, and he's sticking up for her in ways that don't make sense because they go against things he said all season. I agree. But while we're on the topic of them, so I thought it was really cute that what they put together for the old footage, like kind of leading up to their love story. That was adorable.
That was so cute because I forget about all that
stuff. Me too.
Where I'm like, whoa, maybe they did actually love each other. But yeah. I think a lot of it is for publicity, which kind of brings us into some of our other points, but something else that I thought was special before we kind of jump into the negative things is that she's being sober to help him get to his year of sobriety. She said that her relationship with alcohol changed and that she's not going to be sober forever.
I loved when she was like, it was for him and then it became for me. I was like, yeah, that is fucking dope.
Because I feel like it's so important to not lose yourself, but also to support your relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think she's handling it really well.
And doing something positive for somebody can end up like helping you too.
Yeah, that's like Kyle should take that advice.
Kyle?
Not my Kyle.
Oh, I was like, you're being mean.
Kyle Cook from Summer House.
Yeah.
Like, his relationship would go leaps and bounds if he would just take one page out of Carl's book. One thing else that I thought was interesting is nobody in the house likes Carl and Lindsay's pictures together, but they overpost.
The photo dump seems like a PR campaign. Whoever said that, I fucking agree.
Yeah, it's insane. I'm like, what is happening? Like, even I'm like, okay, you guys were cute at one point, and now I'm just honestly, I've said it before, I'm like, this is unreal.
Yeah, because the PR campaign is like literally what you said verbatim before.
Yeah, it's a lot. It feels like overcompensation. It feels like I'm loving you because everybody else loves us together. Like,
yeah,
it's just,
right.
It's like,
exactly. It like, feels kind of fake.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And then we had kind of already touched about Danielle and Carl like recently hooking up, but.
2 years, but yeah, like semi-recently.
Yeah, semi-recently.
I just don't want it to sound like she's cheating.
True. Nobody has cheated on anybody, and Danielle and Robert are together. Yeah. Perfect together. We never want them to break up. Honestly, Danielle and Robert over Carl and Robert, or Carl and Robert.
That's the new couple. They'd be cute.
Over Carl and Danielle any day. But one thing I thought was particularly interesting is the OTPHJ acronym. I'm like, are we actually making an acronym this long?
We have to, because over the pants hand job is way too much to say.
It's a lot.
It made me laugh that you hadn't heard that.
Okay, but now this is something that I'm very passionate about. Okay.
Yeah, I know you hate Amanda with a burning passion.
Okay, Amanda is making me insane. Honestly, I don't even feel bad for her anymore. I am like, you decide.
Did you ever feel bad for her? I don't believe you.
I did, because I think Kyle has been shitty to her. But I'm like, I don't feel bad for you because you decide to stick with him and deal with his shitty behaviors. But the way this bitch was like, oh, you're going to buy a house together? That just seems, I was like, you're fucking kid. You decided to marry Kyle Cook and you're going to tell me that Lindsay and Carl, who are clear-minded, sober, healthy relationship.
Well, who have known each other forever and given a relationship a run before.
Yes.
By the
don't
way.
Don't even tell me you think they're moving too fast.
That was you crazy. You moved
too fast by almost breaking up with your current husband a million times and then getting married to him and wanting to literally leave him and all your friends coming to you crying because they see how unhappy you are.
Uh-huh.
Oh my God. I literally was like, I'm never watching Summer House again.
I know. That was so crazy. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know. I was so mad. When
they literally couldn't move fast.
Yeah.
Like this relationship has literally
evolved for 7 years.
How a relationship is supposed to, like, obviously not exactly, but supposed to come from a good friendship. Like, what the? Oh, just sit down.
I know.
Just
I was like, you shut up. And then you are, she is not somebody who can give relationship advice ever. Ever.
And then, I know. And then along another disrespectful comment was when Sierra was like, as long as Carl is happy, I'm all for it.
That was so mean.
I was like, I don't care if you're mad at Lindsay. I don't even like Lindsay. And I'm like, you don't say that. So rude. Oh my God. So disrespectful.
That was so mean. If I was Lindsay, I would have been like, you're a bitch. And you know I'm not scared to say that to anybody.
She's not. She said it to the chick who runs the liquor store.
I did. Recently. Because she was being really mean to Jasmine.
She was really, really rude. To be fair, she was a bitch, but still.
But then Paige comes through and she's like, yeah, as long as they're happy, I'm happy. And I was like, that's a weird change of pace. Yeah. Are you going to look at her now?
She's like, I am so confused as to why Andy is even. Just leave her alone. Why would she be nice to Lindsay? Lindsay is a bitch to her.
Well,
I
Andy understand. Just won't let it go.
He just won't let it go.
That Paige isn't looking at her.
I wouldn't look at her either.
Yeah. And she's like
a fucking asshole.
All her friends are on the other side, yeah. So just let her look at her
you
friends.
You literally placed her here. Yeah, she didn't choose to sit there. Yeah. I'm very confused. Yeah. Anyway, all right, let's move on to something very important. Let's talk about the race conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we talked about this weeks ago when it actually happened on the episode, but it was really, I just loved it. It's great. I love it.
Because it's the only real race conversation we've ever had on Bravo.
So yeah, someone, whoever writes in that says that, I was like, that's so fucking true.
Yeah.
And then even Maya got an I'm proud of you from her parents.
Yeah, that was really sweet. It's a really hard conversation to have. And again, I always feel like I should remind people of this. Jasmine and I are two people of color. And like, race conversations are hard.
They're hard.
I've had the same group of friends for almost 15 years and I still struggle.
They're so hard. It's crazy. And I just wanted to point out just how – so Kyle's, like, unawareness where he was like, I can't believe this is going on. And he gets so upset when they say the comments that people make.
Yeah.
And – which I appreciate. But it's just so – it is so symbolic of white people.
I know. Like, it's like,
they
honey,
have no idea what's happening all the time.
We get these comments
constantly,
daily.
All the time.
And I know you're just hearing a sprinkle of them.
It's like, baby doll, it's so crazy that you're so unaware.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's, like, painful. That's how white people are. They're, like, astonished.
Yeah.
Astonished. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Like, one day. If you had one single day. With literally darker skin,
you would
live your life the same way.
Yeah,
you literally wouldn't.
Yeah,
so it's insane,
right? Right, and so something that Maya said that really sits with me because this is really how I feel is she's like, I'm usually the last to choose race because I feel that people are going to assume that that's what it's going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I am like that too. I will use any excuse before I use race mm-hmm. because I feel like people are going to be like, oh, of course you think it's about race.
Yeah.
Of course. And I feel like people are just going to like throw it back in my face and be mean to me about it. And like, at the reality, it comes down to biases and it's so sad mm-hmm. and it just makes me cringe because
it's crazy.
I always give people an excuse for race mm-hmm. and it's yeah. really frustrating to myself.
I honestly used to be like that, and the older I get, the more I realize, like, especially working in a field that's like a lot about like biases and stuff, I'm like, it is usually that.
Yeah.
Like, I used to avoid that at all costs for the same reasons. Now I'm like, it is almost always, if you are the single person being treated differently in a group yeah. of people, it's fucking race.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but it isn't. Right. People might not be intentionally doing it, but people have biases. That's just like how humans are.
Right.
And like, we're in a society that is geared towards treating people differently.
Yeah. So that, I honestly shed a tear kind of. I got really sad because I'm like, that's how I feel. And it mm-hmm. makes me feel really bad. And I get so torn between like, I'm not doing enough for my culture, and I don't know if these people actually don't have these feelings. I don't know. I'm just torn in this like very uncomfortable spot.
Yeah, it gets so uncomfortable. And honestly, it's nice to like, the thing about this race comment and Summer House is that it's different races. Like, it was, I'm glad they didn't fucking cut Alex out of this, because it was really important to hear his perspective with like the Bruce Lee shit and like
yeah.
Asian fucking racial bias comments that are like, oh my God, the guy so who horrible.
The guy treated him like he didn't live there.
Yeah.
That's so, and he was like, you don't look like and everybody also else. Didn't,
he had no self-awareness to realize it was how fucked up it was to assume. He was like, oh, I just didn't assume you look different. I was like, what the fucking fuck?
Yeah.
That you are more comfortable in a space to be like, think it's like normal to racially stereotype someone. What the fuck?
Yeah. It's so sad. And then poor Kyle, because I feel like Kyle is really trying.
He really, yeah.
Like, honey, yeah, whatever. And he's like, I can't believe you bottled this all up. And Maya's like, it happens so often. Like,
yeah, she's like, it's literally constant. You don't understand.
Yeah, it's you like, let me write it. Down a journal. If we all wrote down our racial comments and gave them to Kyle, I think his body would just literally fall into a million pieces.
Truly. It's unreal. But then she mentions Andrea is like the one who did a complete 180, which I love, 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 love. And his was like less race motivated than mm-hmm. he literally couldn't get this chick off his mind.
Right. I think Andrea, I understand where Maya felt singled out, but I don't think with Andrea it was a race thing.
I also agree.
I think it was just like maybe she was new. He didn't pay as much attention to her mm-hmm. because he also treated Sierra like a princess.
Yeah.
He brought her coffee in bed every day. He'd bring up her things to like her mm-hmm. bags too.
Yeah,
I just think
right.
Maya maybe was newer. He didn't know her as well. Mm-hmm. And I think he was just like you said, head over heels over this girl.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. Maybe I love Andrea so much, but he you know. But he did do a 180 so fast, which he shows did. You that like he doesn't have those.
Yeah, he put in the effort hardcore. Yeah, he was exactly. like, oh no, I care about you. Mm-hmm. So then we get to the Danielle part, which this one is, oh my God, this one's so hard for me. Okay, so Andy is straight up like, you made a point not to mention it. And she makes a really good point. And she's like, well, they're talking about the Black experience, and that's not my experience.
Yeah.
So it's not my place to talk about this right now. And then she brings up how Sierra fucking dismissed her as a person of color that like cuts so deep and is straight up traumatizing for me because mm-hmm. like we've mentioned, we are biracial.
Yeah.
So the amount of dismissal we have gotten in our lives for our experiences mm-hmm. is like fucking ridiculous. It's
so fucking annoying because I will tell you this. So Jasmine and I are Caucasian and African Native American. I don't even know what else we are. We're 100 different things, I'm sure. But when I have grown up, when people think it's convenient to be white, they label me as a white person. When people think it's convenient for me to be Black, they label me as a Black person. And it's so
you're always not Black enough, not white enough, and also yep. too Black and too white at the same time.
Exactly.
And it's a constant, you're not this, you're not mm-hmm. this enough, you're not this enough, mm-hmm. you're not this enough, your experience doesn't matter, your experience doesn't matter. It's like, trust and believe when I tell you that I have had a lifetime worth of fucking racist comments.
Yeah. So when Sierra does that, I'm like, that's not okay. And then she's like, I wasn't referring as person of color to anything besides black. And it's like, well, you shouldn't say person of color. Yeah. You should say I'm the only black person that came into this house, not person of color, because that's not true.
That made me fired up. That was really tough.
And I don't think she got I don't think they hounded into that.
Because I don't think they had the scene on hand. So when she said black, they were just like, oh, you must have said black.
No, they replayed it.
For us. I don't think they did it during the thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's that. So but that the race, conversation is really important.
Summer House is very progressive with race combos.
I mean, they're the reason why we can even have this conversation.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's good. I think everyone did fucking phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
And it's more about the bigger space that the show exists in than how individual cast members. I don't think anyone on the cast is racist by any stretch.
And I will
of the imagination.
Say, I do have to applaud Paige when she was like, we will never know how it is to be two black females in New York. Or what'd she say? In the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Specifically in the Hamptons. And then she said, so it is our responsibility to check in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, Paige is a great friend.
Yeah, she is a good friend.
You can say anything about her, but she's a really good friend. Mm-hmm.
Truly. Anyway, all right, let's pivot and let's talk about the wedding conversation.
So Kyle gets asked how it was seeing your friends, say whatever. And Kyle's like, oh, it really upset me. I couldn't have felt less bad for him. I'm like, yeah, you're horrible to your wife. You guys' relationship is shit. And you treated her like shit for the first 7 episodes. I remember every single episode we did on this podcast, we were like, Kyle gets worse and worse and worse and worse.
Yeah.
And so it's like, why would you be upset that her friends are coming to her and being like, you don't have to do this? I thought that was so silly. It was so infuriating.
And they did it in such a respectful way. They weren't like, we hate him. You can't blah, blah, blah. They were like, you guys are not happy.
Yeah.
You're literally not happy.
Right. Amanda was crying all the time. Kyle!
Yeah.
Kyle!
Oh, my God. It was so crazy.
I couldn't even – I hope next season's a refresh because this season was really hard.
Yeah, I mean, oh my God, seriously, we need something to change up. So then we start talking about the fucking prenup again. Okay.
Oh, this is where I start to hate.
Oh my God, I almost can't talk about this. So Amanda she literally doesn't even type it into fucking
Google.
Mm-hmm. But she argues and she does make a point during the season where she's like, why would I put work into this? I don't want it. But it was like, why would you not fucking look into it?
How do you know you don't want it? How the fuck do you know you don't want it?
That is the dumbest shit I have ever fucking heard.
And it's not even that you don't want it. It's that you were so anti.
So anti.
That's the
problem.
You're
not even willing to Google it?
And she's like,
after all this conversation?
I didn't know it protected me.
Yeah. I didn't know it protected me from his debt. And it was like, bitch, we've been trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm yelling. I'm yelling at her.
I know. It was so insane. I don't even want to talk about it because it pisses me off. All I know is Amanda's a fucking lazy ass bitch and she pisses me off. And I'm glad all the girls raised their hands when Andy was like, who would want to prenup? Right. Like,
I love that.
Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
You want to know what? You can have your money. Those bitches are going to make their own money.
Yeah.
Okay.
True story. And they know that a prenup isn't just about getting money in the case of a divorce. It's about so much more than that.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Exactly.
Anyway, so Carl eventually apologizes to Paige, which was a very sweet, really nice apology. I could tell it was bothering him.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Carl 2.0, 6.0, whatever we're 0.0s on,
0.0s.
He doesn't want conflict.
Yeah.
And I think that stresses him out. And I think he is really trying to go to bat for Lindsay. And maybe he self-reflected a little bit in that moment. It was like, I love Paige. And because Carl does really keep peace between everybody. He tries.
Yeah, he does. He tries. Oh, my God. He caused the most drama.
Yeah.
Oh, he was the worst for a while. And then just a quick side note. When Andrea and Alex are having a side conversation, Andrea's like, what's The Bachelor? And Alex is like, it's a show. And Andrea's like, do they go crazy? Alex is like, I don't know. this is amazing.
It was so cute.
But that pretty much wraps up.
But then they got Maya's cookies, which we can't.
These bitches complained, fought, ignored each other, literally wouldn't look at each other, threw a fit, and these complaining ass hoes got fucking Maya's cookies. I was so mad. I was like, I would be there and I wouldn't complain. Give me a fucking cookie.
I would sit there like Luke did. Do you know Luke didn't say more than 23 words. Ugh. Why was he there?
I don't even know why he bothers with this show, I guess. I don't know. It's so crazy.
Bring us on as Minnesota representation. I will give you a fucking show.
Yeah, you would.
Ooh.
I'll go.
You'd
I'll be your Maya.
No, I was going to say, you'd be Danielle. I'd be Lindsay.
True. That's way more accurate. Okay.
All right.
So that's it. So we'll see what happens in Winter House. All right. Let's talk about the last reunion episode for New Jersey. So we always open up into chaos with New Jersey. That's just what happens. So we're talking about Jennifer / Bill cheating segment.
Yeah, which this bitch traveled all the way to LA.
She straight up went there.
Which, by the way, LA is 100% completely across the country from where they are.
Literally. Literally.
Very opposite ends. Yeah.
And she schemed. Mm-hmm. I respect a fucking scheme.
Yeah.
And then she tried to catch him, and he wasn't cheating. Yeah. And she even said it turned him on, and that made her relationship better. And I was like, that's a lot, but hey, whatever works.
Yeah. I mean, no, he's lucky she forgave him. That's it.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
And that she was so decided to just, like, put it past her and deal with it all herself.
It is, like, for your mental health, though, you would have to either be like, either I'm going to divorce you or I'm going to forget this happened. Because what are you going to just say, I forgive you, and then just keep going back to it? Like, if you're going to forgive somebody, then you just have to let it go. You just have to.
It did make me sad, though, how she's like, I had to cry by myself.
Oh, my God. That was horrible.
I was like, I'm crying now. Horrible. And I'm not crying by myself. I'm telling Kyle everything that's happening. And he's not crying with me, but I'm crying to him.
He is absolutely not crying.
No, he couldn't care less.
He doesn't feel bad at all.
No, he's like, I don't care.
Okay. So I thought it was kind of sad, just the whole, like, Marge being like, I thought we got to a better place. And then Jennifer's like, I literally just watched all this over again.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be hard. That is the thing about being on the show. Like, I feel like that happens so much with the big drama. They get over it on the season.
Mm-hmm.
And then they, like, rewatch it in the reunion. They're re-mad about it. Even though they've, like, gotten to a better place, it's all erased.
Yeah.
Goddamn reality fucking TV.
Yeah, it's tough. And, like, I don't know. I just feel – because they did – after that lunch, I felt like they did move on.
Yeah, Melissa, that was a good –
or not Melissa, excuse me, Marge and Jennifer. So that was hard to see. But then Melissa
– oh, yeah. So Melissa's point, she says – she asks, like, Jennifer, like, honestly, do you think there was a part of you that felt relieved that it got brought up because – just like not it's gonna it sounds bad
yeah
but in the way of being like finally like it's off your shoulders, he has a little accountability on him, and she couldn't believe she was honest because you would have to feel a little bit relieved. You would literally have to.
I'd be relieved. I'd be like, this is why I'm such a psycho, blame him now.
Exactly. For sure. So I thought that was really nice that she admitted it, and that like Melissa said it in a nice way.
Then I thought it was sweet that Jen's like, I'm not mad at Marge anymore. Like, I've gotten over that, which I thought was so powerful. Like, the fact that she can forgive Marge in front of Teresa, I thought that was really special. And then later,
Bill's like, I wasn't mad at Marge. I was mad at myself. I was like, that is so important.
I know. And so I do think Jen and Marge can be friends if Teresa's not in the picture. Mm-hmm. But until – if Teresa is in the picture, I don't think they can be friends. But I wish Teresa would move to Antarctica.
I know. And she's definitely on the next season. So.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, okay. So transition to Margaret.
Yeah. All the husbands love Marge Sr. Well, we're kind of transitioning into Marge Sr.
Yeah, I know. We really are. Marge Sr. had a great fucking season.
Yeah.
By the way. She was living her best motherfucking life. We learned about her. We talked about her family.
I did not. No, she was from Hungary. Hungary.
We've talked about this.
No, I know. But before I didn't know. Yeah. You're saying, before the season.
Yes,
I didn't know.
Before the season. So crazy. And then so we've kind of talked about her crazy story. And then come to find out how even crazier it is that her fucking parents... She had to leave her own brother.
Her own brother.
You guys, I'm sorry. But, like, it's crazy. I can't imagine just having to be like, okay, we got to get up and leave. And then some people being, you know what? It reminds me of, because this doesn't happen a lot on these shows, but it reminds me of Shaw's when they're talking about having to leave Iran.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, and how even some of the older people at Shaw's, like Reza and Asa, were like, Gigi, you weren't part of the war. And, like, even the different, like, generations and stuff. And, like, how hard it was for families. And, Oh, God, it makes me so sad. But
it's so sad.
Well, and then Marge was talking about how Marge Sr. is having, like, PTSD from the war in Ukraine and Russia. I'm like, could you imagine, like, that just brings you back to a place of, like, not seeing your family. And mm-hmm. they didn't get to see her brother for years and years and years. And she's like,
well, they got reunited, but we're talking decades.
Decades, yeah.
Like, oh, it's horrible. It's like losing a kid, I'm sure. Anyway.
I did think, a quick side note, Teresa does hand Marge a tissue.
Yeah,
but I think family really resonates. No G. Resonates different with Teresa. Like, I don't know what it is, but she gets so, like, she drops, like, every single guard is down when it comes to, like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's how her and Marge bond in the first place, because, over her mom.
Yeah, because Marge got her that wreath mm-hmm. and she sent it into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like, if they could just harness that. Mm-hmm. And forget about the rest of the crazy bullshit. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So that was just
that was touching. A lot. No, sad.
Okay. So.
And just a moment of silence for the Ukraine people. Russia's a bunch of bitches.
Don't say that.
Oh, sorry.
But it's so bad.
It's bad.
It's.
Well, I should say Putin is a bitch.
Putin is a bitch. That is accurate.
Not Russian. Not civilization.
Yeah.
But Putin
but
can
fuck,
die.
Man, it's bad.
Okay, so now we move on to the husbands. And one thing that I want to point out is this is Frank Catania's first time living with his kids. Whoa, 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 wowza, yow, yow. Holy moly cannoli. That's insane to me, but, like, I can see it because he's been cheating on Dolores her entire...
Holy moly cannoli. Cannoli, like Italian.
Yeah, true.
Nice play on.
Thanks, but I say that all the time, and I'm not Italian. Maybe I am. I don't know. But I think that's insane, and I think it's interesting.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't understand his life. I don't understand it at all. How did it take him, his family dynamic, his dynamic with Dolores, he takes years to finish a condo. Now he's living with David. I'm like, you're a hot ass mess.
Hot mess.
What are you even doing?
He's
what
a
are
hot
you
mess.
Doing? He's crazy.
He is a hot mess. But speaking of a husband that I love the most, Evan, because we kind of jump around to each husband, right? So Evan's next. Mm-hmm. And he's talking about the eating disorder. And I literally
cried.
I was like,
when he's saying that he wished he had made more of an impact. Oh
yeah.
My God.
And she's like, it's not your fault, honey. And it's like, no, it's
like,
not your
please
fault.
Please stop, because I'm going to die.
Yeah, that was really, really, really sad.
Oh, God.
And then, but I did think it was important that he's like, yeah, I'm glad she brought it out on the show because it made her very accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yeah, that is good.
Even, like, in Watch What Happens Live later, he's, they all get, like, questions towards them, and he's like, what would you say to husbands whose significant others are struggling with an eating disorder? And he's like, basically, he's like, don't push. Just be as supportive as you can. You have to understand that it's first, like a mental disorder. And you have to just be understanding and just support. I was like, oh.
What a good.
Oh, my God. And he God also said. Won by landslide. The husband people would want as their significant other out of everyone.
I mean, is it even a question?
Yeah. Ugh. Anyway, just
no,
really
we
quick.
Would pick Louis over him.
You know, Louis got 1%.
Yeah, well, he should have gotten 0.
And Evan got like 60. Okay, just another quick comment before we move on. It's Frank was, I think, so shady about Dolores's new boyfriend.
Polly.
Yeah.
He was so shady, and he called him, he said he looks like Buzz Lightyear, and then Polly responded on social media, and they were like, Polly, what do you think of Frank calling you Buzz Lightyear? He goes, it's really sad. And then he goes, now everybody knows I'm a superhero.
Oh.
Very funny.
That's hilarious.
I thought he handled it very well. But I think, like, Frank's like, I'm very jealous of people who think, like, I'm very defensive of mine and Dolores' relationship. I'm like, no, I think you are defensive because you want Dolores and you can't have her.
Yeah.
And I think you're having a problem with somebody who's going to come in and make her very happy. Looks similar to you.
Right. True.
Like, she's...
Homegirl's got a type.
Exactly. So I'm like, no, Frank. And honestly, I think it's fucking weird that you're living with David, but that's a whole nother thing. So it's like, let Dolores be happy.
Just let Dolores be fucking happy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so then we talk about... And then we move on to Louis. So finally, Andy's questioning Louis. So the first thing was that he's like, you seem to communicate with her really well. How?
Yeah.
And Louie's like, she's really easy to talk to. And Andy's like, no.
It's like pulling teeth.
Actually, for me, it's been like pulling teeth over the years. So that's actually not true.
Right.
And then so finally he's kind of opening up after being pushed by Joe Gorga and Margaret, who have been subsequently attacked by Teresa over and over again. So finally, he's like, all right, maybe I should explain some of this video stuff.
You know, he does mention, though, he's like, I want to explain, but Teresa, and I can understand how Teresa, like, lights a fire in him, kind of. Like, she's like, no, you don't have to explain for anybody. Yeah, so I understand how he kind of gets defensive about it immediately, because it's like, he's trying to tell her to basically shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also trying to answer these questions, and everything comes at him hot. Now, am I a stan for Louis? No. I think what he's done is fucked up, and I don't believe his sob stories, but I do think he had, like, a lot of pressure on him, and I don't think Teresa ever really gave him a voice.
I feel like he could have talked more about it if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Maybe not that night, but he could have talked her down, been like, you need to let me talk about this.
Right.
And he didn't. He chose not to. He could have done it beforehand. He could have done it on social media. He could have done it at any other time.
Yeah.
And he didn't. And then it got taken too far. So him coming with a sob story and be like, I wasn't going to say this. Like, Teresa didn't want me to. He's so manipulative.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's okay. It's okay. It's no one's fault. I don't blame anyone. Well, you fucking shouldn't. You should blame your fucking self. You're the one who got into it.
Right.
On your own, by yourself, you have all these fucked up relationships. And then you decided to sign on for the show.
Yeah, right.
That's on you, homie.
He acts like he didn't choose to sign on.
I know. And like, him and Teresa both act like that. So crazy.
I know.
I don't understand.
And then it's like Teresa makes all the excuses. Like if Margaret was a good friend, I would have listened to her.
You should have said it like this. You should have reached out to me this time. Yeah. You should have done this. You should have blah, blah, blah. It's like you would not have been receptive to Margaret anytime.
Yeah. And no matter what Marge did, it didn't stop the fact that he was accused of road rage, demanding sex, emotionally abusive, slashing tires, family doesn't like him, and physically abusive in front of his kids. So whatever Marge said, it wasn't as bad as those accusations.
And it's like, all these accusations are false, all of them? Okay. Yeah, the odds aren't good for that.
Okay. I literally was like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
I mean, whatever.
But it was nice that him and Margaret made up, and that he basically was like, I do believe you, that you were trying to help. And even, like, Melissa kind of makes a throwaway comment where she's like, yeah, Teresa, I know you hate when she does get involved in people's business.
Yeah.
And Teresa hates that type of thing, but she is going to help you.
Yeah.
Which is, like, kind of just how she is.
Well, and she was so mad when Louis and Marge made up.
Oh, my God.
She was seething.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis even goes up to her and he's like, if you love me, stop. Stop acting like this. Right. It's embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing.
Oh, the whole reunion was I hate that she's even on the show. I fucking can't stand her.
I know. It's insane.
And then Andy even is getting annoyed of her because he goes, I just feel like it's the Teresa go around. I'm done with this. Stop.
Yeah. He's so over her.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So crazy.
And it's just ridiculous. It's insane. I'm over it. I'm over her.
I've been over her.
But then he makes one last comment and he goes, he said something about her being so extra.
Yeah.
He's like, you are so extra.
So much. All three episodes, he's like, okay, really? That's what you think? You really are blaming her still? He was just like, so done.
Done, yeah.
But okay, let's pivot. Let's talk about, so then Bill comes out and then he says that he doesn't blame Margaret, which was so nice. And I'm just like, the way he was civilized towards Margaret this whole time, which I don't even think this was really touched on, was like the opposite of how Louis reacted to Margaret.
Yeah.
And Bill was just so much like, well, it's my problem.
The way Bill was just civilized about the whole situation, the way he handled himself, the way he explained himself, the way he apologized. And early on,
he didn't say enough at first. He really kind of was just letting Jennifer do too much. But he does. He is just so much better.
Yeah.
He really is.
I just feel like the way he handled everything, like, I was just like, Bill, you're a good guy.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
He's a good guy. He's a good husband. And it seems like him and Jennifer are doing so much better.
Yeah.
And then on Watch What Happens Live, basically, like, one of the games that Andy does is he goes around to all the guys and he's like, do you forgive this person for whatever? Evan and Jennifer was there. just in the crowd. And he's like, Evan, do you forgive Jennifer for supposedly or appearing to dig stuff up on you? And Evan's like, yeah, I forgive her, just like stuff like that. And then at the very last one, he's like, Bill, do you forgive yourself for not standing up for Jennifer in the night where everyone was at your house? And he was like, not yet. That was the only thing no one said that they forgave, is him to himself. And I was like, oh my God. And then I died. And then I was mad. It made me even more mad that during the fucking reunion, no one said anything to Melissa for literally running up on Jennifer like a fucking lunatic.
True.
Like Jennifer took so much heat during the reunion. Andy was coming for her.
Oh yeah. Andy was not
coming for her.
Standing for
none at all.
Trey and Jennifer.
Yeah, it was crazy. And no one mentions that she literally physically came for her, but yeah, whatever.
She did. And then, so just pivoting a little bit, but staying on Jennifer topic, Dolores got so mad when Jen tried to continue to frame Frank for saying that Jen was trying to dig stuff up on him.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, Dolo is coming after Jen. I don't know
if Dolo was over Jennifer.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to come back from that. But Andy mentions, he goes, you care that you were caught, not that you were digging.
Yeah, right.
And that's so true. Like, she doesn't want to look bad, but it's like, just admit it. Just admit you look like an idiot and move on.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of go on to Teresa being so mad that Louis mentioned that he got let go of his company and yada, yada, yada. And
still blaming Margaret.
Yep, still blaming Margaret. And then Teresa saying that she apologized to Margaret.
And she kind of does the same type of apology during the reunion.
Yeah.
Margaret just like literally doesn't even look at her. She's like, anyways.
And then we literally end with Andy just like giving up and being like, do you change your mind about anything?
And like, Jennifer's like, yeah, I've seen it. I'm like, no, she doesn't.
She doesn't. And she's using you like a pawn. Anybody that follows Teresa around like Jen does, you're a pawn. You're a little bitch for Teresa. Sorry.
And then how about Tracy fucking dressing up and just being straight up cut out?
And being there. Getting glammed for a bit all day. Yeah.
There's like a scene of her sitting next to Melissa and she's just literally cut out. It's so crazy.
Bye-bye.
They said goodbye. So I'm kind of glad that we're at our end with New Jersey because it was a lot. Okay, so now we have Beverly Hills.
BH.
B fucking H.
So we'll just jump right into Dorit's dad being a paratrooper.
An Israeli paratrooper for the army. Oh my God.
She talks about how she had all these lessons growing up, like even the bumblebee lesson.
She's so like such a like long-winded lesson. When I was young, my dad told me about the bumblebee, which I was like, it is a really good point. She's just like kind of a storyteller kind of.
She is a storyteller and it's long. And that's why people get impatient with her. But I did think that story was interesting.
It was cute.
Wow, I wish I would have grown up with that. Instead, I grew up with a mom who's frantic around bugs. And so now I'm frantic around bugs. Nice, cool. Also, just a quick side note. Lisa Rinna talking to Kyle and saying that Halloween was the number one movie in the country. I love me Kyle Richards. She's my favorite housewife of all time, but like Halloween was not that good. It was actually pretty shitty.
I didn't see it yet.
You don't want to. It's stupid.
So then we go to Sutton. And when she basically is like defending herself, talking about her conversation with Kyle, I was like, bitch, you are not an empath and don't even fucking say that.
I think at this point we're in car rides too. So Sutton's in her car and Kyle
everyone's kind of periodically arriving at the dinner.
Yeah. And I was so mad because I feel like me and you are really empathetic people. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like we literally feel what people are feeling. Mm-hmm. And for her to be like, I'm an empath. No, you're not.
No,
like,
you're
I literally was like
not
tearing up. Like my back hurt. Like my neck hurt for Dorit because I was watching her like in pain. Like it like takes my breath away. You are empathizing by saying you're going through your own shit with your business.
Yeah.
Save me just with like, that bullshit.
Just like last season when she's like literally attacks Crystal.
Yeah.
I was like, shut the fuck up about that.
Right.
I turned into Jen.
Right. Shut the fuck up with that. Yeah, she did.
Anyway, so then we just really quick cute sidebar. Spaghetti fucking bolognese.
Yeah.
Spaghetti bolognese.
Well, and that was
there's no way Rinna didn't request that on the menu.
Right. Okay. Well, and Garcelle was like, I will be up there thanking that chef for the sauce. Whatever. So we move on. We're in cars. Okay, Kyle telling Dorit about the conversation that she had with Sutton. I relate to it because I feel like if I was so mad.
You truly can't. You actually can't hold things in.
I can't hold things in. And I would want somebody to be mad at somebody with me.
But I was like, it's been 2 days.
I get that.
She needed to not tell her right now. She has a lot going on already.
I know, but I think that's how Kyle knew. Like, she was hurt, could be her most mad and hurt.
Yeah. And everyone, like, Kyle got a lot of heat of being like, she didn't feel bad for Dorit. She just wanted to bring it up on camera. And I'm like, I'm sure she did also want to bring it up on camera. But I'm sorry. If your friend, like, literally had a near-death experience, you would actually be upset.
Yeah.
People are savage on Twitter.
I know. People are savage just in general. Like, if one of my friends went through that and one of my other friends were like, was acting like Sutton, I would run to that other friend and be like, this is what this bitch said about you. Yeah. I'd be it's such just, a boxer.
It's the reason why, because I've had that and it's so gut-wrenching when you already have something horrible happening that it's like, I really didn't need to hear how horrible someone was being right now at this time.
Right.
But anyway.
But I feed into that. Like, if somebody were to tell me, I'd be like, nah, I'm fucking pissed. But then Kyle brings up Sutton for posting the Mars picture too.
That was
not
crazy.
Being at the house for it's like, what is your
Sutton? Like, why are you such a bitch?
Sutton lost a lot of respect for me that day.
And
that
I didn't have it in the
these
first place.
Couple episodes.
Literally haven't liked her. I was like, yeah, this is exactly why I don't like her.
Yeah.
And
then we go to the dinner. I feel like this episode is so short.
It like ended very abruptly.
Yeah.
So then at the dinner. So we just open it right up with an annoying comment from fucking PK. My most expensive watch is 60 grand. Brand is like, oh,
That's not bad.
That's actually nothing. I'm like, I can't.
I'm like, put me in front of the fastest moving semi truck down 35W.
Don't say that.
Oh my God, I was so pissed. I was like, do you know what I could do with 60 grand? That is everything.
And then Diana strolls up in without a hesitation. Like, she's not holding back at all.
And she's like, I was at Kim K's robbery. I kept telling her, this is not safe. This is not safe. I was like, bitch, what? You say that? Like, that's just, like, an everyday thing. Like, oh, yeah, I was with my friend while they were shopping.
I know. So crazy.
Like, no, you were there while she almost – by the way, quick shout out to Kimmy K that she lived through that because there were so many people on Twitter and social media telling her that they should have shot her.
That people are horrible. Like, why would you tell someone that they should have died after going through – I mean, I wouldn't even say that to my worst fucking enemy.
I know. Well, and then Sutton was like, I think Sutton came out with an apology. I think that was actually kind of nice of her.
She did. She didn't waste a lot of time doing it, but you're right. She did.
She did come out with
an
apology.
The thing is, I don't think Rinna was expecting an apology. So she wanted to let her have it.
Yeah.
So she didn't hold back still.
Right. But then, okay, for one, I like Diana. I think she's going to bring a lot to the table.
Because she's messy as fuck.
But shut the fuck up. Don't tell somebody to put away the receipts.
Excuse me. If you tell someone to put their receipts away, that is one, sacrilegious, and two, unacceptable and unforgivable.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that. You don't say, you don't say that.
You don't do that. And Sutton did come with receipts that she paid for the table. And I do think that Rinna would have gotten her own tickets anyways. I think it's just getting this, like, misconstrued thing. But
I know, yeah.
I do think Sutton's original point...
That's the thing.
...was that Rinna did not thank her for the seats because Rinna was bitching about Garcelle not getting down on her knees and praising her like a goddess that... Harry Hamlin gave her the sauce.
Sauce. Literally sauce. And now we're talking about actual tickets to like a big event that costs a lot of fucking money. And really, and also, I don't really like Sutton, but do not come for her with her like charity stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she does not play. She actually donates and like does a lot of good cause stuff.
I think that's a really like popular thing in the South. Like, Real Housewives of Dallas, like society and stuff was taken way seriously than any other. Whatever.
And she came with the receipts for who has donated and the taxes and who has not.
Yeah, and she did. And then even they ask Diana, because conveniently Diana, one of the like founders this charity event, was there. And Diana was like, well, she could have canceled the table if she wasn't sitting there. And everybody was like, well, she did go and she was sitting there. And Diana was like, oh, well. She literally goes, oh, well.
Like Rinna was?
No, wait, that I'm Sutton confused. Was still sitting at the table that Sutton bought.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Diana was saying, like, Sutton could have canceled the table last minute if she was not there and sitting there. And everybody was like, well, Sutton was there and sitting there. And Diana was like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, that case is over and done.
Mm-hmm.
And then Erica Erica jumps in, which is like, bitch, why don't you just handle your lawsuit?
And she really was like trying so hard to jump in the whole time. And I was like, shut up.
I hate when people make a moment about them.
Yeah.
You're not even involved in this fight.
I know.
And then Sutton was like, Erica was like, where's my apology? And Sutton's like, I'm not giving you one. I don't like you. And Erica was like, ha ha ha, fuck you. And it's like, you need to actually be careful with how you treat people and what you say.
This is a few moments where I liked Sutton, but I was like, Zam! She, like, was not having it with Rena or with Erica, and she can hold her own in an argument, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica's, like, so all over the place. She cannot, like, hold her own in, like, a verbal argument. She just tries to intimidate people, and it's just, like, pathetic. And she's just, like, all over the place, and it's just hard to watch, honestly.
It's really cringy to watch, and it's, like, you just try and be mean, and you get these horrible faces, and it's scary.
Yeah, it's
scary. But, like, anybody who can hold their own is not – they can oversee that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so then we move on from Erica being just a center of attention, and we go back to Lisa and Sutton talking, and they kind of are about to make up, and Sutton goes, I adore you. And Garcelle was like, what?
She was like, I don't think you adore her.
You don't adore her. And Sutton was like, I do. And I thought that was really funny.
Oh, my gosh. And how about at the beginning when they first start, when basically Sutton's getting serious, and Diana just comes in making fun of her accent in the middle of a serious conversation. Yeah. I was like, oh, this bitch is going
to
be crazy.
Which is also so bizarre to make fun of somebody with an accent with an accent.
I know.
Like, bitch, we're... Like, what? 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 And you know how I feel about accents sometimes.
I know. I do love Diana's accent, but I was like, she's Southern.
Yeah.
Like, she's literally from the U.S. She's
from the South. You can... Anyways. Okay, so then Lisa and Sutton hug, and it's fine, but I'm sure that'll get brought up later, and there'll be more drama.
Mm-hmm. Like on Twitter recently.
Yeah.
Not even on Twitter. I think on Instagram. Rena has been coming for everyone. Did you see when she's, like, attacking Crystal recently?
I think I did see that.
Because of the picture, screenshot of Crystal being so bored during this conversation. And Rena's like, we were talking about an important organization, classless, so classless of you. And Crystal was like, yeah, I would have rather been watching the Kardashians at home or something like that. But it was crazy. I was like, you're not really going to attack her for being bored when you guys are arguing about bullshit.
Yeah. Like,
truly.
Rena, shut up.
Rena
needs a storyline.
And then Diana's like, receipts. We're not going to do receipts right now. Rena's like, yeah, no receipts. And I was like, bitch, you always come with receipts. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, should we talk about Munchausen's?
Oh, my God.
And how you came with, like, printed... What? Okay.
Anyway.
Anyways, I can't even go back to season.
Yeah. So that was it for the dinner. But then we get to know Diana a little bit. She's got an interesting dynamic going on at home.
This bitch says that people mistake her husband and her boyfriend or whatever. I was like, I am actually going to vomit.
Weird. That's so weird.
Very interesting. But I would love to travel the world. Yeah. I would love to take care of her dog. Yeah. So I will work for her.
She was like, I take everyone. I'm like, can you take me?
Yeah, can you
take... If you're offering.
Yeah. What do you need? I'll clean your house. I love cleaning. Especially this is my full-time job and I get to travel the world. But I just need to see more of her. She sounds like she's a big name, but I've never heard of her outside of this.
I've never heard of her. She sounds like she's just so... Just loves being rich, like, so much, even though she didn't make her own money, which I always find so interesting. Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, so intrigued when Crystal was like, yeah, I met her one time, and she was like, what's so cute about you, Crystal, is that you're relatable, and I'm just not. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is the type of self-unawareness, like, that I strive for. Like, I would love to be so rich that I literally think that's a compliment to somebody else. Like, that's so crazy.
Oh.
But anyway, so we'll see with her. I like her so far as a housewife. Obviously, I don't like her as a person. She seems like a monster. But
yeah.
Anyway, so Sutton and Kyle is the ending scene. And so Kyle is like...
This was creepy to me. Like, for some reason, I just got the worst vibes. Like, I'm like, turn the TV off. There are monsters infiltrating my house right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was so, I got that too. I was like creeped out. Oh, like yeah. Sutton like literally made my skin crawl in this season, in Same. This scene. But so Kyle's like, this is what I like about Kyle, is that she just like is straight up like, yeah, if I'm going to tell Dorit, like I need to talk to you about this because it really rubbed me the wrong way. And then Sutton just fucking like comes at her all the way sideways about her trauma. It was almost like she's just using it to make Kyle look bad and herself look good for a yeah. fucking disgusting moment that she had.
Yeah.
It was like she used it in such like a
like, she's like, maybe I just don't like guns, Kyle.
Yeah, maybe I don't like guns because my dad shot himself. And it was yeah. like, why are you talking to her like that about your trauma? It's like you're weaponizing your own trauma.
And you can say things like that in not such an aggressive tone and still have sympathy for somebody. Like
exactly.
Here's, for example, Sunstrack. You say, I don't like talking about this stuff. It makes me very uncomfortable, but I can't imagine what Dorit went through.
Exactly.
Like, that kind of stuff makes – I just can't talk about it. It just makes my skin crawl. It is
so problematic to basically feel like you have everything worse than other people because yeah. you have your own trauma. Like, that is a – that is
– not a good
– that's dangerous to do. And Kyle, then, like, clocked it basically right away and was like, no.
No. No,
you're
no,
actually
no.
not going to attack me for your trauma.
Yeah, and then she's just so – she can't see what she did wrong. She's yeah, so –
crazy.
Yeah, that whole scene, I was like –
it was gross. Ugh, it was not good.
Well, we'll see how that plays out because if I was Kyle, I would not drop that.
I know. Sutton – the thing about Sutton is like, I don't know why people like her so much because I'm like, on really important things, she has said fucked up shit and taken yeah. a really, really bad stance.
Bad stance, yeah.
So I can't
like it's her. Like Erica against the victims. Yeah. Like to me, it's just the same.
It's the same. Yeah, yeah. It's the same where it's like gross. You're just like icky. Yeah. You're gross.
Icky. You're icky. Ugh. Icky. So that's Beverly Hills.
Well, Watch What Happens Live was interesting yeah. because it was two of the most villainous villains. I know. Okay, so Christine okay, so and Erica. Wait,
hold on. Jasmine, I'm actually mad at Jasmine.
Hit me with
Jazzy J. Because she manifested Christine coming onto Beverly Hills. This bitch manifested my worst nightmare. And now all I'm seeing is how they're going to give Christine a fucking diamond. And if they do that, I'm
there
out.
Was a to be fair, there was a movement last year and it didn't go anywhere. So you never know.
Okay. Well, anyway, so but I feel one of two things. One, Jasmine manifested it. Two, she betrayed me because she knows my worst.
Well,
nightmare.
It backfired because Christine was the biggest letdown I've ever seen on Watch What Happens Live.
And the outfits weren't great.
So disappointed. The outfit wasn't great, which she always comes correct with an outfit. I was yeah. like, "What is? Are you just nervous or what is happening?" She didn't make sense. She was stumbling over her own words. She was trying to be cat new funny. Face. Oh, you think so? I think she was.
Oh yeah.
She was trying to be funny, but she was just like, it was all landing wrong. It was all bad. All Even hurts. Erica was like, "I'm so glad you're here."
I know, Erica was litty lit.
Erica was a drunky poo.
And she was just like, I keep talking, keep yeah, talking. Yeah, just
keep talking because you're, she's like, no, I tested positive. And Angie's like, positive? And she was like, positive to go to the party, like yeah. negative, duh. And I was like, what are you literally talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, she sounded so stupid. It was.
It was crazy.
It was rough for the old Christine. And then they were talking about her storylines and she was trying to explain why they were fake and it wasn't adding up. And I'm yeah. like, yeah, bitch.
You. And I was like, so are you going on your own show? I'm confused. But then yeah. she goes on that podcast and basically, did, I don't know if you saw that. That went viral. She goes on this other podcast where she basically like exposes all these like Netflix people and like the producers or whatever. Yeah. So
can you send that to me immediately?
Mm-hmm. I think I did send it earlier. So, but anyway, so everybody check that out and we'll see. But other than that, there wasn't really much to write home about. Yeah. Just that she was the biggest disappointment of all time.
Yeah.
And fucking Erica's comment about Dennis was insane.
Oh, about
and how, Bethany is like, not happy.
My husband was. In yeah, a nursing hers home, is hers is dead.
It just seemed like it was like almost like I almost could see the point that she was pretending to try to make, but I was like, it's not convincing. Yeah. I'm not convinced. It doesn't by land. That. No.
And you don't bad. Ever talk about somebody's dead spouse.
Mm-mm.
You or just don't. Even significant other.
You just don't.
Like, let Kyle die and somebody make a joke about him. A bitch.
Well, she wasn't making a joke. She was basically just saying, like, neither of them can comment on anything because one's lost his mind and the other one's dead.
Still.
I know. No, I agree.
Insensitive comment, I should say.
So gross. So gross.
So.
Anyway, so that wraps it up. Everyone's insane. Everything's crazy.
Why aren't we in an opera band?
That's next after the podcast. okay, so thanks for listening, everybody. As always, check out our socials. We're on Twitter. We are doseofreality_, D-O-S of reality. And we are also on the gram, dose.of.reality. Again, that's D-O-S.
Might we just give Catherine Dennis a shout out?
Catherine Dennis liked our fucking shit, yo.
On Instagram. And so
if she liked our shit, that means you need to go like our shit.
And your friends need to go like
it. And your friends.
And we're going viral.
And their friends.
And their friends.
And then that's it. That's how you're viral.
Yeah. So go do that.
But start with liking and subscribing on the podcast.
Yeah.
Please. And sharing. Thanks. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Bye. Love you guys.